And good morning again, family. Thanks for rolling with us all morning long. It's Fuller Jr. You know him from his book, The Code. And just pick up a copy of his book. He'll give you all the information about the book, how you can get it before he leaves. Good morning. How are you?
I am still learning.
Oh, aren't we all? Should be, at least, is still learning. I want to talk to you about racism, white supremacy. You told me you came up with the phrase racism, white supremacy. All of a sudden now, and you and Dr. Wilson were talking about racism, white supremacy for decades, and now it's reached the lexicon of the on Capitol Hill. They're talking about racism, white supremacy, and all of a sudden now it's died out. It for them it was a fashion, but for us it's a real statement. If you can tell us how you came up with the many of our problems as black people on the planet, not just in the United States, is caused by racism, white supremacy. And I think you mentioned that racism is white supremacy. If you can explain that for us, we'd appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Racism and white supremacy is just forms of mistreatment. So I looked at many decades ago people on a day-to-day level, I mean, just on a job, mistreat each other. That's all it is mistreatment. And so I knew that I was under a doctrine, came up in schools and all like that, public transportation, hospitals, that if you had color in your skin, you were ordained from birth and even before birth to be mistreated if you appeared on planet Earth from anywhere. Born here or coming from another planet. If you had color in your skin, you were a person, and some people would say, well, maybe part person, who was ordained from appearance to be eligible to be mistreated by anybody who is classified as white, dominated and mistreated in all areas of activity 24/7. Economics, if you have color in your skin, you'll be mistreated in the field of economics. Education, entertainment, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, and war. I have it in my textbook that people can get by going to producejustice.com, and it's called the 9 areas of activity. These are the 9 major areas, like economics in alphabetical order. That's an area of activity of people. So if you're a person with color in your skin, anybody who is classified as white, regardless of age or condition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, can say and is backed up by world government, which means the system of white supremacy. That's the only world government. Only have one world here on this planet, and we only have one government on this planet. And the name of that government is not the United States of America or Russia or China. It is called, accurately, or if Neely Fuller's making a mistake, not making a mistake, brother, the system, in capital letters, of white supremacy. It's the strongest, most effective government that the world has ever seen. And everybody, including white people, who are trying to help black people. But everybody caters to those white people who believe in dominating and mistreating people who have color in their skin, black, brown, red, yellow. A few minutes ago, I heard the question asked about who dominates or who runs some type of fund. Who are the people who run it? And then the person who was on air just before me, it seems like they hesitated, and then they gave an answer. But directly or indirectly, according to what I have written, if you want to know who runs everything on this planet, find a white person who believes in white supremacy. That's always been the case. I don't know of any other case. Never heard of any other case, either directly or indirectly. They got all these different labels, United States of America, my country, the country, Finland. No, it's one government on planet Earth. Now, that's either true or false. The system of white supremacy. Just one. And you say it just that way. Now, these things are easy to say, but then we crawl through every little detail of every little thing that's going on in every activity on this planet right this minute, and it might take you 8 months, 10 years, whatever. It's always that. It's never anything else but that. And when somebody else comes up and says something differently, I want to know about it, and I want to see evidence of it. Just that simple.
All right, let me ask you this question, 11 after the top of the hour. Do the white supremacists know that they're white supremacists?
Sure. You have to be conscious of what you're doing when you have that much power. You say, what do you do? What is a white supremacist? A person who gets his power and gets his satisfaction of all kinds on planet Earth by dominating and mistreating people who have color in their skin. That's how I get my income. That's how, it's a form of slavery. That's all it is. And it's the biggest form, the most efficient form. There were slaves. I've heard that there's been forms of slavery all over the planet for thousands of years. But somebody thought of putting it on the basis of what color somebody is. And that took off like a rocket. And it's solid. And they say, oh boy, it's such a simple formula. I mean, why didn't we think of this thousands of years ago? I'm just saying a picture in my mind of the first white people who thought of that. I mean, white people had slaves. I mean, and what I understand, black people had slaves. Indians had slaves, from what I've heard. But it wasn't based on color. But when somebody thought of putting it on the basis of color and applied it to every activity of the people on the planet, they just probably made a trial run or two. And they say, you know what? This is really working. I mean, nobody, people are napping. But we're doing slavery on the basis of color. And nobody's paying attention. Let's see if we can do more and more. And that's exactly what they did. And from what I see in all the records and in my mind, that's what they did. And people, generally speaking, they seem to miss that all down through the years.
Right, and hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller. When we come back, though, Mr. Fuller, I'd like you to explain to, some white folks, those people are going on the job now, hearing this information on the way to work, and they confront their coworkers. Well, why? Why gonna tell them? I'm not racist. You know me. I'm not racist. My parents didn't have any slaves. And why should I believe? I'm not a member of racism, white supremacy. So if you can explain, if every white person is a white supremacist. So I really appreciate that for us as well. So I mentioned we got to step aside and get caught up on the latest traffic and weather at 14 minutes after the top of the hour with Neely Fuller Jr. You want to join this discussion, reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Your phone calls in 4 minutes right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB. In the DMV, we're on FM 95.9 and AM 1450 WOL, where information is power. And good morning once again, family. 20 minutes after the top of the hour with Neely Fuller Jr., another edition of his tome on racism, white supremacy. You know, he came up with the phrase racism, white supremacy. And my question to him before we left for the traffic and weather update was about the fact that some whites will say, well, I'm not prejudiced, I'm not racist, my parents didn't own slaves, so therefore racism, white supremacy doesn't apply to me. And put another way, Mr. Fuller, all white people are racist and white supremacist. Are all white people white supremacist?
No. White babies are not white. You have to join the white race because there isn't any such thing as other races. I mean, racism is white supremacy. White supremacy is racism. There's no other form of racism. That's another thing. The white supremacists themselves came up with this idea of saying you are part of the Negroid race, or you are part of the yellow race, or the brown race. They even use a term that's right in your face that makes no sense at all. Like racism itself doesn't make sense. But we've gotten so used to it, including college professors, that we just describe things using the same words that make no sense at all. Like they say, black and brown people. Most black people are brown. Has anybody ever thought of that? Anybody on the planet ever took 5 minutes to think of that? I mean, how brown is brown? How black is black? There are yellow people that are black. I mean, what are we doing here? We see, all of us, if the white supremacists understand it because they invented it. See, the one thing you have to have if you're going to have white supremacy is make sure that every person that got color in their skin is constantly confused when it comes to this color thing. Keep their minds hopping all over the place so that they won't have any idea of what they're doing or what they're saying themselves. Well, now, we got black people and we got brown people, but the brown people are coming across the border. Oh? Well, now, some black people coming across borders? Well, black, brown, you know, they're all non-white, which means, in white supremacist language, they're all a bunch of junk. And, you know, when you're looking at them, they are raw materials to be used by anybody who is white. Now, I'm not a white supremacist, mind you. But that's their status. And they accept the system of white supremacy themselves because they don't have a system of their own. And we always remind them of that. You're always coming across the border looking for me. Why is that? Is that magic? Is there something magical about me? I'm never looking for you except to tell you what to do. And I got the muscle to do it. So when you think of something better, boy, let me know than what we are doing. You should be happy being mistreated forever. Get out of my face. Now, this is the white supremacist doctrine for as long as I can remember. And even when they are being polite with it, like Nowadays, they are. They'll say, are you going to do better than this? You need me to whip you. You know that. And you need me to help you to whip each other, because you cannot get along unless I'm around. I knock your heads together all over the world, or you cannot get along for 5 minutes among yourselves. You need me. You need me. You know that. So stop all this argument. Everybody settle down. Believe in white supremacy. Sing its praises forever. We are born to get things done. I get things done better than anybody. That's the white supremacist doctrine. You don't know how to do anything except maybe a little dance step and cussing each other out. Other than that, you're completely blank. And
let me jump in here and ask you this, though, Mr. Fuller. We're completely blank, or some of us are completely blank, I should say. Is it because we don't know who we are? For those folks who are completely blank, who play into the system of racism, white supremacy, because they don't know who they are?
That's a cliche saying. Now, we got a million slangs, and that's one. Knowing who you are. Who are we? We are people that are born into the world, but we are born in the system of white supremacy, and the system of white supremacy is designed to keep black people in ignorance and hand out all kinds of pieces of paper telling them that they're smart. When you can look around and see our condition, we can't even walk out the door without getting killed by other black people. How did that happen? White supremacy, that's how it happens. And go anywhere in the world and you see the same thing, but in different forms. In other parts of the world, they say, I travel a lot. I don't see none of that. Well, in the code book, what I wrote, I said, when it comes to racial matters, many look, but few see. See what? See what they're looking at. We're looking at it all day long. I don't care if you're in Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa. You're looking at white supremacy. You're looking blank face at it. And they say, no, we got our independence. Yeah, right. Congo. Look at it. And then start doing what? Like on this program. Asking questions. Which is something black people have not been trained to do. We have to train ourselves to do that. Ask questions about what? About everything. Everything that you're looking at right in front of you right now. And ask, what is that? Where did it come from? Why are those people doing what they are doing? What are they doing? See, every black person's mind should be going like that every day, all day. Where are those people going? They're getting off a bus. Where are they going when they get off the bus? Yes, you want an answer to that question. You say, well, ain't none of my business. I mean, and the white supremacists love it because the white supremacists ask about a grain of sand, 10 trillion miles, somewhere out in space. See, the white supremacists take an interest in everything because they know that to have power, you better. You don't pass a speck of dust without asking questions about what is that? How did it get there? What does it do? Because everything that you're looking at does something. Black people are trained to do what? Do one thing. Check out each other and compare each other with each other. Slaves comparing each other in their slavery. That's all we have been doing, measuring our progress and our defects and our faults by each other. That is a recipe for retardation on a grand scale. No, pick out the smartest people on the planet individually and say, I want to know 10 times more than they ever knew. That's how a black person should be thinking right here in the year 2023. Pick out whomever, the 10 smartest people on the planet, whomever they are, black, brown, red, yellow, because you have people who, among all people, who are very smart. The averages just say that. But think about it. If every black person, I'm talking about remedies now, not just beating up on black people. If every black person had it in his mind, her mind, I'm going to find out who the smartest people on the planet are in whatever field they're in. And I want to be smarter than all of them put together. Now, that's a huge goal that you know when you say it, you're not likely to reach. But that's how we should be thinking. But we're just sitting around trying to compare your present, Christmas present, with mine. Say, mine is prettier than yours. We are such childlike individuals, even worse than childlike, because children are curious. We lose our curiosity about anything that makes sense and got a whole lot of curiosity about anything that's absolutely stupid. The white supremacists has got us so dazzled now by all these new types of sexuality. Stop what you're doing. Stop being a biologist or a sociologist or a chemist and pay attention to your sexuality. This thing about a black male with a black female, that's old-fashioned. Take a couple of black females and put them together, you know, and then take a couple of black males and put them together. That's a better arrangement, ain't it? And black people just look at it and say, well, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? What did I say?
I'll tell you what, Mr. Fuller, hold that thought right there, and I'll let you drill down on that when we come back, because there are a lot of confused people about their sexuality, and explain how it's the cause of the white supremacists, though, first, when we get back. But we got to step aside and get caught up with the latest news, traffic, and weather in our different cities. Family, you got a question for Neely Fuller Jr., raise your hand, reaching out to us at 800-450-7876, and we'll take your phone calls in 4 minutes right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB, and also in the DMV, right? On FM 95.9 and AM 1450. WOL, where information is power. And good morning again, family. Thanks for rolling with us at 20 minutes away from the top of the hour. Call up a couple of friends and tell them that Neely Fuller Jr. is on the radio. And you've got to listen very, very keenly. Neely Fuller Jr. always uses logic, cause and effect, to prove his point. So, you know, it's not one of these programs you can sort of halfway listen to. You've got to tune in all the way. You're buying into it so you can understand what he's trying to teach us this morning. Before we go back to him, though, let me just remind you, coming up in the next few days, you're going to hear from Contra Costa College Professor Maynu Ampin, also metaphysician. Dr. B will be with us, along with Professor Rashid Khalidi. He's one of the foremost experts on Palestine, teaches at Columbia University, and is the most sought-after person when it comes to issues in Palestine. He's going to be with us later this week, and so make sure your radio's locked in tight on 1010 WOLB. If you're in the DMV, we're rolling on FM 95.9 and AM 1450 WOL. All right, Mr. Fuller, before you were saying that some people in our community, sexually confused, as you put it, because of inordinate or, well, I wouldn't say inappropriate, but their choices, their sexual choices. How is that the fault of racism, white supremacy? All these folks are just, you know, they feel to do it that way. Some say they were born that way. How do you see it? How can you explain that for us?
The McNugget buddies are back, but this time they got a fresh look as part of the new current Frost Box at McDonald's. We're talking all new buddies, dressed head to toe in the freshest fits, all designed by the artist Kerwin Frost. So when you order the Kerwin Frost Box with your choice of 10-piece McNuggets or a Big Mac, you'll get one of the flyest McNugget buddies to go with it. Think you can collect them all? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, while supplies last.
Is credit card debt making it difficult to meet your rent or mortgage? You're not alone. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling has partnered with the Wells Fargo Foundation to generate awareness of housing insecurity while providing more consumers with access to nonprofit credit counseling. Why nonprofit credit counseling? Because we know that it's through a non-holistic understanding of how to manage household debt that eviction or foreclosure can be prevented. For more information, please visit nfcc.org/homesweethome.
Are you talking to me?
Sure, yes.
yes. They may be. But I'm saying, I'm not talking about people because they are the way that they are, what they're attracted to and what they're not attracted to by birth or whatever. I'm talking about the system of white supremacy. See, the white supremacists have control of all of the non-white people's sexuality. May not look like that on the surface, but they do it through just manipulation. See, they don't say anything to you directly at all. But they'll say that this is the fashion. That's how they get it, you know. In particular, all the black people who have been raised directly by the white supremacists. Oh, we always want to be in the fashion. So it doesn't take much to just say, hey, this is the greatest thing that was ever come up with. Now, we got 3, 4, maybe 5 different types of sexuality. That gets boring. That's what they're telling black people. And they've done it over a period solidly, of about 50 years. I noticed it when it first started. And it's a very subtle thing. And they say, we're going to get the intellectuals first. We're going to have them, we're going to get the ones who are the smartest of that group. But they are very diversionary and open to any types of sexuality that we put on them. We'll start off with just, you know, your garden variety sexuality. We'll call it homosexual and whatnot. And we'll play around with that for a few years. And they will, oh, see, now here's where the genius comes in. They say, then we'll begin to spread it. And say, now why try, since you doing so well with this, and it seems to be working for you, and of course for us, let's try, rather than have 6 categories of sexuality, let's try 10, then 15, then 30. Now, it's just like making soup. You put in some greens, and some peas, and some beans, and broccoli. And you say, this is soup. And you taste it, and it's great. It is soup. But just keep dumping stuff in there. Coming up with all kinds of new stuff that you never heard of before. All kinds of alphabets. We're going to run through the whole alphabet, and then you maybe come up with even new alphabets. For sexuality only. And dump it on black people worldwide. Now, what does that cause? All kinds of confusion like you wouldn't believe. And the male-female thing will be completely obsolete. Particularly and really only where black people are involved. Male, female will be obsolete, not obsolescent, completely off limits. Black male, black female, producing a black family? Are you crazy? See, anything that'll get away from that doesn't make any difference how you do it. It's like I said, like when you really want to bait a fish or whatnot, you start off easy, you know. This is what that reel is on that fish pole. Let it go on out. Explore the seas. Explore everything in the way that I have sent you. And then snatch you into the boat. I've got you forever. The white supremacists are good at that, in finance and sex and everything. Real, let them think they're going somewhere. And you sit here and just smile. Yeah, you said, all you've got to do, you don't even have to watch the line, because it's a system. The system works on its own, working magically, beautifully. Say, well, what are we going to do with the black people today? Well, we'll play game number 17 on them. Yeah, it'll take them 50 years to get wine of that. Because they're slow when it comes to thinking. Real fast when it comes to acting. Real slow when it comes to thinking. That's the nature of a black person. And we white people think like bullet fast and super accurate. That's why we run the world. It's just that simple. That's how they think. And then they prove what they're thinking will work because it is working. And we're looking right at it. Like I said, just staring at white supremacy all day long. And don't recognize it at all. Hiding in plain sight. In everything that we do, not in some things, not just sex, but economics, education. Black person wants some education, get on a boat with your children in your arms. Falling into the water. I got to get across this river to get some education. I got to learn something. Well, the black guy who's standing next to you say, well, you know what you got to do. I got to do what? You better find some white folks if you want to learn something. And the person looks around and say, I guess you're right. I ain't learning nothing among y'all. Well, you're just like me. So don't you know that? Well, you better learn that, because I'm going with you. Which way did the white folks go? All over the world, people say that. And you go tell me that white supremacy doesn't exist? There's no evidence that it doesn't. And I'm saying this, and it's either true or false. The most powerful government in recorded history up to now, the system of white supremacy. A lot of white people are saying it should be replaced. Why? Because it's an evil system, and it is. But it's so efficient. And if you're white, you can be so comfortable in it. It has a whole lot of benefits. The benefits are astronomical. Rather than sit around and just watch a bunch of black people beating on some drums, a bunch of Indians beating on some drums, and saying that that's spiritual and that's being in touch with the universe. But now, they still admire that pickup truck out there. See, we stop and think about the entire universe, not part of it. And that's what black people are trained to do. And the white supremacists love it. They say we can study a grain of sand or study the poison waters and keep the waters from being poison because we make them poison. But we know how to keep them from making poison because we study everything. We just don't study one or two things and say that's it. That's our tradition. We learn how to beat a drum, and that's it. We don't need to learn nothing else. The white supremacist said, how many things do you see around you? The clouds, everything. Well, the Indians will say that, yes, we understand clouds. We understand the weather better than a lot of white folks and all like that. But do you understand things that go beyond the weather? Do you understand how to make weather change? See, the white supremacists have a great, great, great affinity for knowledge. They want to know it all, not just enough to impress the people down the block. That's where we are in 2023. Truth be told, the hood. And that's not just the young people. Where did the young people get it? Got it from us, the older black people. Well, I don't know about that, man. You know, all I know is the hood, the corner. That's all you want to know, right? Yeah, that's all right with me. I'm doing all right. What's your problem? That's progress. Going down the corner, man, see what's happening. 2023. And we're talking like that. And then when you step out on your doorstep and wait to hear about what's going on the corner, you know because you hear the gunshots. That's all that's going on down on the corner. Well, No, stop doing it. Take that first step. What are you going to get out of that? Well, something to do.
We're going to hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller. We've got to take another quick break. I want you to get into that later this morning, too, because you often mention that we waste a lot of time talking about nonsense with each other. But Sandra has a question or a comment for you. We'll talk to her when we get back. Well, we got to step aside, get caught up with the latest traffic and weather in our different cities and the news for our listeners in Baltimore. Family, you want to join this conversation at 6 away from the top of the hour with Neely Fuller Jr., reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Your phone calls in 4 minutes. On 1010 WOLB and also in the DMV on FM 95.9 and AM 1450. WOL, where information is power.
You're rocking with the most awesome miss.
The Carl Nelson Show.
You're rocking with the most awesome miss.
All right, let's go.
Good morning again, family. A minute after the top of the hour with our guest, Neely Fuller Jr., discussing racism, white supremacy. He says racism is white supremacy. You got a question, reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Go to line one. Sandra's calling us from Baltimore. Sandra, you're on with Mr. Fuller.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Mr. Fuller. I see things the same way you do, sir. I absolutely do, and I agree with what you were saying. We have been fooled and fooled big time again, over and over and over. We want to be included so much with the white people that we have lost our everlasting loving mind. Last night I saw a commercial with this black woman dressed in a red outfit She's standing up there with a horse, talking to a horse. And then switch over, this black woman with a bunch of dogs, she's standing on the pier with Geico insurance. I mean, they just throw anything out there and we jump on it. Now, all these commercials, you see all these black guys with these white women, and they're getting the black men saying that your woman is not good enough, but their woman is. This is absolutely crazy. I don't understand it, but yes, I do understand. It's like what you said. They throw anything out there to us, and we believe it, and we jump on it. Anything that of value and makes sense, they won't give you that.
All right. Thanks, Sandra. Mr. Fuller, you want to pick out anything that Sandra said to discuss?
No, and even if I agreed and disagreed with it, that's not the way that we find out what to do as a reaction to it, the system of white
supremacy. We don't know what to do to the reaction to it.
Yes.
All right, Sandra, let him finish. Go ahead, Mr. Fuller. Hopefully we haven't lost Mr. Fuller. All right.
But I'm talking about how to have conversations about the system of racism. It's something I just want to make clear now. And I'm taking this opportunity about the, you know, using the statements that were just made. Now, I just want to say this to the general audience throughout the world who is listening, and that is another thing when we discuss, I'm talking about remedies now, solutions. When we discuss what Neely Fuller is saying, we do it looking at what he's saying, not looking at Neely Fuller. You look, first of all, at what's being said, then look at the source. And I could be absolutely incorrect about everything that I'm saying, because I start with that premise. I just want the entire world audience to know this. Whenever I say anything, I'm saying it with the intention of, after I get through saying it, I'm going to try to attack what I said from every angle you can name. And I've done that with myself. I do that all the time. I mean, I attack everything that I say in fine detail. All right, Fuller, you got all this mouth about this, that, and the other. Okay. Suppose the smartest person in the world says, I'm going to take your whole argument and tear it to pieces, Fuller. And so I try to take that position. And that's what I do with everything that I'm saying. But I've found out that there's no way for me to do it, because I haven't been smart enough to tear to pieces the things that I'm putting together. It always comes up to me, looking at it, even when it hurts. This thing called the white supremacist is true. It's true. That's the main thing. You don't ever look for anything but the truth in anything, the truth in nature. Birds fly. And, you know, freight trains don't fly. That's the truth. And so I look at everything just that way. Not from an emotional standpoint, even though I sound emotional. And I have emotions. But emotions have to be attached to a thing called logic. And logic is based on truth. Either something is what it is or it ain't. And that's the truth. And when you start calling something that is what it is and call it something by what it ain't, I just want to interject this. Then everybody involved in it is in trouble. Why? Because the truth is the truth. And everything is done based on truth, if it gets done at all. That's just the nature of the universe. You violate universal laws, the laws of logic, you're through booking. When you start telling yourself lies because it feels good. Start lying to yourself. You might be forced to lie to somebody else, and in the system of white supremacy, you're forced to lie all the time as a victim of white supremacy, because the white supremacists believe in lies. I mean, religiously, they believe in them, and they're the best in the world at telling them, okay? So some of the main ingredients when we start talking to each other, whether we agree or disagree. We're supposed to. See, that's a new form of thinking among black people. You know, we talk, and we're supposed to disagree if we disagree and say that, well, I don't see it the way you do, fool. You know, I'm looking at it, and I'm listening, but I don't see it the way you do. And I'm going to tell you how I see it. That's what you call progress. But the first thing you do is attack your own premise. You don't wait for somebody else. But I feel confident that I can go before any world court right now, I mean in the next 5 minutes, and I'm well prepared to say all the things I said this morning. And after everybody quiets down, and after I say everything that I had to say, ask anybody in the audience to take what I said apart, piece by piece, if they disagree with it. And I will jump on board with it, because all I want is a solution. I don't care who comes up with it, white people, black people, male, female. I'm just laying it out. And I'm also, I spent 2 hours this morning talking about the problem like most people do. But you got to talk about it, the problem, in order to have remedies. So I've written a book about what to do. And this is part of it. First, tell the truth about it, regardless of whether it hurts or not. When you go to a doctor, the doctor sometimes tells you, like I did a few days ago. I did it myself. He says, now when I do this, it's going to hurt. But hurt serves a purpose. It lets you know that something is in error. So don't be hurt by being hurt. If the person is telling the truth, they say the truth hurts. Let it hurt. That keeps you sharp. You know where the problem is when it hurts. And it hurts until the problem is what? Solved. That's beautiful. That ain't ugly. Well, you do anything to stop it from hurting. Get some opium. No, that's hiding the problem. That ain't solving nothing. You're going to have that problem when you come out of it. Heroin. I need a fix. You need a bigger fix than you think you got. If you think you're going to fix it with something, that needle in your arm that's got opium in it or whatever, fentanyl. That's our solution. Why? Because the white supremacists say so. That ain't no solution to nothing. And the record proves it. I think I'm making some kind of point.
Yes, you are.
2023. We shouldn't even be having this discussion about race. That should be so far in the past, nobody even knows what it is. You know? By now, among black people and people worldwide, we shouldn't even be talking about racism at all. But it's still the hottest thing on the burner. Even when it doesn't look like it is.
The McNugget Buddies are back. But this time, they got a fresh look as part of the new Kerwin Frost Box at McDonald's. We're talking all new buddies, dressed head to toe in the freshest fits, all designed by the artist Kerwin Frost. So when you order the Kerwin Frost box with your choice of 10-piece McNuggets or a Big Mac, you'll get one of the flyest McNugget buddies to go with it. Think you can collect them all? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, while supplies last.
Is credit card or other debt making it difficult to pay your rent or mortgage? Home insecurity is often the unintended consequence of an inability to pay mounting credit card debt, student loans, or medical debt. But by working with a nonprofit credit counselor, you can avoid or reduce the risk of eviction or foreclosure while tackling debt for good. For more information about how nonprofit credit counseling can help, visit nfcc.org/homesweethome. Made possible in part by the Wells Fargo Foundation.
All right, hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller. Eric's joining us. He's in Maryland. He's on line three, and Eric has a question for you. Good morning, Eric. You're on with Mr. Fuller. Eric there on line three? Apparently I'm not. Eric may have left us. Mr. Fuller, a question for you. Some people are saying, are telling us that we should not vote. The voting doesn't do anything because the people we elect or select, they haven't done anything for us. So we should sit out elections. I want to get your thought on that.
Those who think that, and they try, like I said, don't follow Fuller or nobody else. Follow your logic. If you think that voting doesn't work, don't vote. And then see what happens. Now, I started voting, and I always vote. And I don't expect anything to happen when I vote. But I believe in something that somebody told me back in the 1950s. A little bit of something is better than a whole lot of nothing. So I found out by doing it, when people vote, sometimes some things happen for the best. So I say, well, voting doesn't cost much, a little bit of time. So a little bit of something is better than a whole lot of nothing, which is what you get when you don't vote, a whole lot of nothing. And a lot of people say, well, when I do vote, I vote in Guadalupe. I vote in Ecuador, and got a whole lot of nothing, you know. I mean, it's a setup everywhere, all over the world. But I say, yeah, but every now and then there's a little nuances where you get a little bit of something, and so you might be able to take that little bit of something and double it, maybe. But if you don't vote, and you consistently don't, then whatever's in place, it's the law of logic, kind of sits in place, and sits in place, and sits in place. And the next thing you know, over a while, everybody gets used to that, not doing anything to change anything. You find out that over a period of time, nothing changes. So I say, in answer to the question, look it over and see if you might, you just might, by luck, get a little bit of something out of voting. All right. If it turns out that way, do it. Do it. Do it.
All right, hold that thought right there, Mr. Fuller. We've got to take another quick break. I think Eric's back with us in Maryland. Family, you want to join this conversation with Neely Fuller? And again, you've got to listen really, really keen because he uses logic, cause and effect to prove his points. Reach out to us at 800-450-7876. Your phone calls in 4 minutes right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB. Also in the DMV, we're on FM 95.9 and AM 1450 WOL, where information is power. And good morning once again, family. 21 minutes after the top of the hour with our guest, Anili Fuller Jr. Another episode on his tome on racism, white supremacy. He says racism is white supremacy. What are your thoughts? Reach out to us at 800-450-7876. And again, I must admonish you to listen very, very keenly to what Mr. Fuller is saying. He uses logic, cause and effect to prove his points. Anyway, let's go out to line three and try Eric again in Maryland. Eric, good morning. I'm not hearing Eric.
Can you hear me, sir?
Oh, I can hear you now. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. I have a question to ask Dr. Fuller. Why do we individually and probably as a group continue to give the enemy ammunition? And I'll cite three examples. One, if I know that the federal government or the DEA, Drug Administration, knows that marijuana is still illegal, and I purchase it in one part of this state, and I go to another state with that same amount, and I get locked up for it. But I already know that the federal government still, and some jurisdictions still, enforce marijuana, a certain amount of marijuana they will lock you up for. The second example I see is that this gentleman, Jonathan Majors, the actor, and Cuba Gooding Jr., both got wound up in trial in New York City for dealing with a white woman. And the lies that they told, Jonathan Majors, had this video came out, I think he would have got found guilty, but the verdict is not quite in. And number three, any person who would vote for 45, knowing all the time that if he should get back in office, he would do real harm to us as a race of people. If he should get back in office. And I just don't understand why we continue to give ammunition to these folks when they got the gun and we give them the ammunition for our demise. Could he expound on that for me? Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Thanks for your call. All right. That's Eric in Maryland. Mr. Fuller, why are we aiding and abetting?
Question. Black people, including myself, we are born in prison. The system of white supremacy is a supreme prison system, and it operates like a prison. So if you're a prisoner of war, and that's what we're in, and you're born in prison, what you know is the prison. You don't know anything outside of that. It's not a black person breathing now that knows anything outside of the system of white supremacy. So whatever you see people, you know, lined up and going here and going there and meeting at a certain place, and that's where you eat, and then you meet at another place, and that's where you sleep. And all this is orchestrated by the white supremacists. So there's a cliche saying about blaming the victim. Well, you can blame the victim because, well, we're victims. But if you're born in prison and you don't even know that you're in a prison, I mean, even that's even a tighter grip on you. I mean, at least if you know that you're in a prison and how the prison operates and who's operating it, then these are the first steps toward getting rid of the prison, which is what we are supposed to be doing now. See, this is information. And all problems are solved through what? According to logic. Questions and answers. So the caller just asked a question. Why do we keep cooperating? It's because we don't know any better. We need programs like this where we at least think about it. Wait a minute. This crackpot named Fuller, he keeps talking about some white supremacy. Is that really true? So once you ask that question, you don't turn loose to it. You don't move on to the second question. Now that's a formula. That's a logical formula for solving problems throughout the universe. Never move to the second question until the first question has been asked and answered. Never move to the second question without that first question being asked and answered. So that's a question. Why do black people keep going along with the system? Because we don't know anything about the system. It's like a fish being born in water. The fish doesn't know anything about water. The fish just knows where it is. But when the fish gets out of that water, that's a whole different story. The fish instantly knows, oh, that place where I was, that was a whole lot different from this. I mean, I'm caught in this net. This is not my environment. And I'm trying to get out of here from the minute I'm out of here, in here, okay? Black people don't have anything like that. We have nothing to go by. We have, you know, we were cut off from any knowledge of anything that happened before. And all the lies that have been told have been so confusing, we just gave up on even trying to analyze it. And most of the time, no lies were needed to be told. We were born into it. It's been how many generations? And even that is incorrect. They'll say 400 years. No, the question is, how long has then there been racism on planet Earth? Now, that's got an exact answer. But I've never heard anybody say exactly what it is in a way that everybody agreed. Like, how long is white supremacy over this entire planet? I mean, does anybody know the exact month, the exact day that you can say the system of white supremacy is now in place, now operating? Or even when the idea began. Does anybody know the name of the person who came up with the idea of racism? That came from a person. But nobody has claimed that they know that. But that's a question that has an answer. Even if the answer is nobody knows, that's the answer. So I hope I'm answering the question now, because I have a tendency not to answer questions, which is part of the white supremacy system. The white
I think you answered it well. Mr. Fuller, got some more folks got questions for you.
Yes,
at
sir.
29 after the top of the hour. Gene is calling from Baltimore. Gene's on line 3. Good morning, Gene. You're on with Neely Fuller, Jr.
Good morning, gentlemen. You have to know, Dr. Fuller, Neely Fuller, that you give white people love hearing you speak the way that you speak. You give them a lot of credit. And I give them a lot of credit, too, for being so evil, crooked, vile, and demonic. And they've been that way since they've been on the planet. So why do you give them so much credit and not really assessing how they really are and how we can come up with a code for the way that they are and we can overcome?
That's a question.
Thank you, Gene.
Why do I give the white supremacists credit? The answer is, did I give them anything? Because I say, they got me. I didn't give them nothing. They got me out of, in fact, it was a white doctor that helped bring me into the world. First of all, the Creator sent me, but it was a white doctor that officiated over the ceremony of me coming into the world. His name was Dr. Rice, Muskogee, Oklahoma, October 6, 1929. All right, a rainy Monday morning, as it was described by my mother, the lady who gave me birth. a black lady. Now, I didn't give them anything. I never gave Dr. Rice nothing. Dr. Rice had it. I mean, Neely Fuller does not give white people credit ever, never has. Everything that I have gotten, I got it because white people allowed me to have it. So it comes down to, what did Neely Fuller actually give? He give credit? I'm begging for credit from my slave masters. White supremacy is the most efficient form of slavery ever dreamed up by anybody, and the evidence shows it. But I didn't give it to them. I was born into it. A prisoner of war. The war was declared way before I was born. And it's still going on. Because there's an old saying, the war is still going on as long as people are fighting. So I'm doing my little bit to call myself fighting. But in answer to the question, I don't see any evidence of where I gave white people anything, gave the white supremacists anything. They took it. That's all I'm saying. They took it. I'm saying that over and over again. I'm not saying nothing different now. And that's what this program is about. This is what's called black radio. Oh, yeah, something is going on when you got something called black radio. That's different from something else.
Right. And let me just jump in here because we're coming up on a break and we got some more folks want to talk to you. With the way the question was posed, you understood right away she didn't understand what Mr. Fuller and Dr. Wilson were talking about, racism, white supremacy. So, Gene, I think you bone up a little bit because that's why I always say you got to listen keenly because you use this logic, cause and effect. And I think it just went over your head. And I'm not trying to diss you. I'm just being real. It happened to me, too, when I first heard the concept. So I don't feel bad about it. But just listen to some more tapes or listen to Mr. Fuller some more, and you'll understand what we're talking about here. 26 minutes away from the top here, though. We got to step aside and get caught up on our last look at the news, traffic, and weather in our different cities. We're back in 4 minutes right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB. In the DMV, we're on FM 95.9 and AM 1450 WOL. Where information is power. And good morning once again, family, and thanks for rolling with us all morning long. Our guest is Neely Fuller Jr. Neely Fuller is one who came up with the phrase racism, white supremacy, and made it into the lexicon on Capitol Hill. They're all talking about it. Now they stopped talking about it, but it hasn't changed because they were using it in a different way than when Mr. Fuller and Dr. Wilson talked about racism, white supremacy. And this is why some people get confused with this, if you understand how the system, it's a global system, works, then everything you think you understand will only serve to confuse. But before we go back to him, and we've got a bunch of folks who want to talk to him, let me remind you, coming up in the next few days, we're going to hear from Contra Costa College professor Maynu Ampin, also metaphysician Dr. B will be with us. And Professor Rashid Khalidi, who's one of the foremost experts on Palestine, is going to join us as well. So make sure that your radio's locked in tight on 1010 WOLB in the DMV. If you're in Baltimore, rather. If you're in the DMV, we're on FM 95.9 and AM 1450 WOL. All right, let's go to line three. GC's calling us from the DMV. And Mr. Fuller, when we finish with the GC's question, can you tell us how we can get a copy of your book? But go ahead, GC, good morning. You're on with Neely Fuller Jr.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Yeah, so I just wanted to see if Mr. Fuller could address how we deal with each other. You know, like we get a lot of people, a lot of more of our educated people, and we treat everybody else like kings and gods. We're really compassionate. We want to learn about everybody else's culture. But then once some of us get around each other, we kind of follow the narrative that, this is the, we are the problem, or we are the problem people of the world, and this is our own. You know, they don't speak to us, they don't acknowledge us, but then with somebody else of another culture, you know, they're quick to rush to open the doors, stop in the parking lot to let them cross by. You know, you understand what I'm the question I'm asking?
Yes, sir. It's a universal question. I understand the question, it's people mistreating people and not interacting with people in a way that produces the most constructive result, trying to help anyone who is in need of help. That is the compensatory. I had to make up a definition for justice that makes sense, because in every dictionary and encyclopedia, none of the words that I found, definitions for justice, made sense to me. So I made up one, and that's why I call my book The Compensatory Code. That everything that works by code. Hello?
Yeah, oh, I'm still here.
Yeah, you can hang up, GC. Let him finish. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. And I want to jump way forward now, because I spent 2 hours sounding like, which is what I'm not doing, but it sounds like, just beating up on black people, all right? You know, well, hey, who hadn't done that? I mean, do I need to keep listening to this? I mean, somebody spend 2 hours of radio time, precious radio time, just beating up on black people? No, this program is supposed to be about solving problems. I mean, the best that I understand, and that's what I'm supposed to be about, the business of doing it. So all we have to do is just remember, in any circumstance, and we can start doing it as soon as we get off the phone, something we haven't been doing. And that's just two words, always thinking of these two words. And this should be in everybody's mind, including all the white people throughout the planet who are listening right now, the few of them that might be. But it should be passed on. And you put it in the form of a question. And that question is, all problems are solved through questions and answers, all right? And that question is, did it produce a constructive result with those two last words, constructive and result? Question mark. And in solving the problem that you're talking about, or any other type of problem, going to the store, whatever, any action that you take, any action that anybody takes, there's only one question. I mean, without a whole lot of conventions and speaking and whatnot, did it produce, or will it produce, a constructive result? Constructive result. Constructive result. Constructive result. That's it. That's this whole 2 hours that I have been on the air. That's any conversation that anybody's going to have on their cell phones. And how many people throughout the world right now are on their cell phones, sometimes in traffic? The question is, did this conversation that I had on this cell phone with Hattie Mae produce a constructive result? Just ask yourself that all day long, wherever you are. If black people just do that alone, you talk about miles ahead, and I'm talking about like right now, I'm not talking about next week, we will have jumped years ahead just on that alone today. That's what I mean by solutions. Compensatory logic, they work instantly. That's the logic of the universe, not Neely Fuller's logic. I'm trying to find logic, and I found that. If something produces a constructed result, you don't have to think about nothing else. Just lock on to that. But if it didn't produce a constructive result, get back to that drawing board right now. Because every move that you make, including every word that you say to someone, is supposed to produce a constructive result. Not nothing non-constructive. Not just do something just to be doing it. No. Before you do it, ask yourself, now, is this going to produce a constructive result? Whether it's buying a cake or participating in a drive-by shooting. The most dynamite question on the planet, 24/7. The problem-solving question. It'll take you right to it. Is it going to produce a constructive result? It's going to be one or the other, constructive or non-constructive. It ain't no wiggle room there. That's a law of the universe for everybody. And all we have to do is ask ourselves that all day long, every time we take a breath. I'm breathing. Is that producing a constructive result? Depends on what I'm doing when I'm breathing. See? Just those two words. Those are just two English words. And you can say them in Spanish or Russian or whatever. Is it going to produce a constructive result? That's all you got to ask. When you're interacting with white people, black people, 10-year-olds, 99-year-olds, male or female.
Right. Hold it, though, Mr. Fuller. I want to give you a chance to tell folks how they can get your book. Because just from some of the questions I'm seeing that people are asking, I think many of them are hearing you for the first time. I know we've gotten a lot of new callers, but many of the questions and the comments, you can tell that they have not heard or understood how the system of racism, white supremacy works. So maybe if they get a copy of your book, tell us what the code is, and next time you're on, they'll be able to appreciate it better. But how can we get copies of your book?
Go to producejustice.com. Producejustice.com.
The McNugget Buddies are back, but this time they got a fresh look as part of the new Kerwin Frostbox at McDonald's. We're talking all new buddies, dressed head to toe in the freshest fits, all designed by the artist Kerwin Frost. So when you order the Kerwin Frostbox with your choice of 10-piece McNuggets or a Big Mac, you'll get one of the flyest McNugget Buddies to go with it. Think you can collect them all? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it.
At participating McDonald's for a limited time, while supplies last.
Did you know that last year alone, more than 500,000 people experienced homelessness on a given night? Hi, I'm Russ Parr. Home insecurity is often the unintended consequence of an inability to pay mounting credit card debt, student loans, or medical debt. But by working with a nonprofit credit counselor, you can preempt eviction or foreclosure while tackling debt for good. For more information about how nonprofit credit counseling can help, visit nfcc.org/homesweethome, made possible in part by the Wells Fargo Foundation.
And that everything you need to know about ordering the volumes, I always say it's one book, but basically it's two volumes. Couldn't squeeze it all into one book. That's the only reason for that. Maybe I'll figure out a way to do that, because it comes about 800 pages. The Word Guide and the Basic Book, that's how I call it, for victims of white supremacy. But it also, I say it's about life itself, because white supremacy is the dominant part of a black person's life, so that's the focus. But I'm talking about, really, being on the planet Earth and just getting the best results out of being on planet Earth. That's basically what I'm talking about. But you can't do that and be under the white system of white supremacy and produce constructive results. You can produce, I'm talking about overall, in all nine areas of activity. I'm just not talking about a result that looks like it's constructive on the surface, because that's what the white supremacists has made the whole planet. See, but they're turning it into a garbage pit. I mean, physically and mentally, because the concept is incorrect. And so I have to tell the truth about that. Some people might use the term criticize, but I'm not criticizing. I'm telling the truth. I'm either telling the truth or I'm lying. If I'm lying, that is not a constructive result. And people should stop me from doing it. But in order to stop me from doing it, they should say what is true. See, when truth arrives, the lie will evaporate. But I'm saying you've got to get rid of this system of white supremacy and replace it with justice. Justice just means constructive results in everything.
And the title of the book one more time, quickly?
It's called The Compensatory Code. I got three titles there, but you'll see it there, and you'll know how to order it when you go to producejustice.com, because that's the first thing we need to do. Produce a thing called justice. It doesn't exist.
All right. And, folks, again, I'm telling you, whenever Neely Fuller's on the radio, you've got to listen really keen because he uses logic, cause and effect. Before we let you go, though, I got a tweet. A tweeter says, thank you, Mr. Fuller, for all the work you've done for black people. I now understand that it is the system of racism and white supremacy that keeps us apart. Now that we know this valuable information, we can move forward to unity. That's it. So someone wanted to thank you who understood, figured out the principles of racism and white supremacy. And we want to thank you for sharing all this information with us. A lot of folks waited to the last minute to call because they were listening keenly. But next time you've got an idea of what Mr. Fuller's been teaching us, and Dr. Welsing as well. So next time, you know, or you can listen to their tapes, by the way, to get more information or get his book. But next time you'll have some concrete questions for Mr. Fuller at the start of the program. There's a bunch of folks that called you at the last minute. But we got to run because we're out of time, Mr. Fuller. But I want to thank you again for sharing this information with us.
And thank you for inviting me for the umpteenth time. And I hope I get across those two words, constructive results, in your conversations. Just bring it up. Ask that question. Put it in the form of a question. Sir, ma'am, is this going to produce a constructive result? And then wait for them to answer. Don't break into the answer.
Thank you, Mr. Fuller.
Those two things. Thank you.
Thank you. And family, another way you can think about it, if you're doing something, saying anything, doing anything, and the colonizer, the oppressor approves of it, then you're caught up in the system of racism, white supremacy. That's a simple way of doing it. That's what Dr. Welsing explained to me. Anyway, have a great day. Stay strong. Stay positive. Please stay healthy. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, right here in Baltimore on 1010 WOLB. Also in the DMV, we're on FM 95.9 and AM 1450 WOL, where information is power.